Talking about Lady Gaga has been something that surprisingly has exponentially growed the platform as far as Notorious Mass Effect. And I'll be the first one to say that because, of course, when it comes to the land of covering the entire music industry, you just never know what audience will enjoy your coverage the most. So for that being said, for the Lady Gaga supporters out there, I appreciate you. So that being said, obviously I'm the demographic for Lady Gaga's music, right? So anyways, the reason for this segment is because, of course, Wednesday season 2 is coming back September 3rd. But then guess what? Lady Gaga is also releasing a track titled The Dead Dance, and it coincides with the release date of Wednesday season 2 because she's in it. So as far as, make sure I don't mispronounce her name. As far as Ortega, is it Ortega? You know, I can't get this wrong because Wednesday I looked it up. You know, my name, Analytic Dream, so I had to pocket watch efficiently. So when it came to Wednesday season 2, I had to see what was the hoopla around this show because everybody talks about this show. I mean, I even covered the trailer and that did numbers. I was like, hold up now. People just love this show. And I don't know if it's because it's a mystery, horror, comedy blend, but Jenna Ortega, that's her name, Jenna Ortega is the star of this show. And she came out to talk about Lady Gaga and essentially confirmed her. And Jenna Ortega teased Lady Gaga's character and said that Lady Gaga's character is unexpected and involves dance sequences. What made me think to myself, what in the world is going on in this show? Because it's only 4 episodes out, right? August 6th, the season 2 already kicked off the first 4 episodes. Didn't have Lady Gaga. But of course, that didn't stop the numbers. I mean, it hit 50 million views in its first 5 days, matching season 1's debut. But with only 4 episodes released compared to season 1's full 8, right? Not hit number 1 in 91 countries, a record for an English language show. This show is putting up some notorious numbers, pun intended. And then with that being said, the viewership, as far as the split of part 1 and part 2, they did say it did drop in viewership by 42% to 29.1 million in week 2, unlike season 1, which grew to 60.3 million. So very interesting. But of course, the part 1, part 2 of one season never set right with any fan base. So the total views are expected to rise post part 2. And that's where we come back to this specific segment. Because of course, the final 4 episodes of season 2 will be happening September 3rd of this year, the same day as Lady Gaga releases her single for the show, The Dead Dance. So she's acting in it and she's releasing music for it. So just showcasing how she's helping the show out in a bunch of different ways, but it's already a successful show. So I don't want to say like Wednesday was falling off or anything like that. So as far as Lady Gaga guest starring in season 2, that's a huge deal. As far as The Dead Dance being in it, that's also a big deal. But of course, for the Lady Gaga fans out there, do know that she's kicking off her Los Angeles tour. And that is happening. Did I say Los Angeles? I mean Las Vegas. That is happening July 2025. And she's stopping in New York, Madison Square Garden, stopping in Miami, Toronto, and Chicago. And the international leg is happening October through November of this year in Europe. And then April 27th of this year, she performed at Estado GNP Seguros, Mexico City, for Viva La Mayhem promo shows. I covered Mayhem. Obviously, I have a plethora of Lady Gaga coverage. I already told y'all. Covering Lady Gaga, you know, hey, I ain't gonna tell y'all anything. Let's just say covering Lady Gaga. It's, you know, there's certain things. Let me just tell y'all right quick for the people who listen this far into the 4-minute segment, right? Lady Gaga and K-pop demon hunters, God bless their fan base. I'm just going to leave it at that. So when it comes to Lady Gaga, that's how her tour is happening as far as the Mayhem Ball Tour. So Analytic Dreams video on Spotify, because I currently have up her flyer for the Mayhem Ball. And it's under Live Nation, so you already know she's in the most monopolistic, she's in great hands, right? So as far as celebrity support, for some reason, Katy Perry came out of the woodworks and attended Lady Gaga's Mexico City show April 2025, and then she posted about the show after the fact on her IG story, saying the show was magnifica. I said it right? Magnifica. Why is she titled it like that? She trying to mess me up? She trying to act like, she trying to have the people who listening think I can't read, but she spelt it like this. Anyways, every moment was the moment. So proud of you and grateful to show and grow up together. Mm-mm-mm. And she added Lady Gaga and put a heart emoji. Don't you just love camaraderie in the fakest industry ever? So anyways, as far as strategic releases, The Dead Dance is releasing along with Wednesday's Part 2. It's a huge deal. Jenna Ortega's in it. Obviously, Lady Gaga's in it. And when it comes to that ultimate crossover collab, just know when The Dead Dance drops September 3rd, who told you first? So with that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Lady Gaga dropping her latest single, The Dead Dance? And ultimately, do you think that she's going to have a phenomenal acting debut, or not acting debut, but a phenomenal acting performance in Wednesday season 2 alongside Jenna Ortega?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.